Okay, yeah, so what I was saying is that you're right, Yossi, it's the Meiri in Nida. Meiri has a line, Mikan yesh lachosh b'melshek asavnu b'inyan at Saba, sh'ro b'nei adaba osukin b'kach k'peidim aleim l'arvi shabasos, that most people are makbid when it comes to Erev Shabbos. So you only make it because there's no mamashas. But had it had mamashas, then even if you're not makbid during the week, as long as you're makbid Erev Shabbos, that's considered a kapeda, and that's considered a chatzitza. And the Shari Tefillah quotes the same from Marabim Ben Chabiv, that even if you're going to remove it on Erev Shabbos, that's still enough to make it considered makbid. I don't know how many people this applies to, how many professional butchers or painters there are, but l'chachila, anyway, we would remove any potential residue because of the Chum of the Ramban Sif Aleph, regardless. Okay. There is a little bit of a discussion in the more recent Svarim about permanent makeup. So the Rabbi Moore concern on page Shin Samach Tes quotes that forget about chatzitza, there's potentially an issue of ksovas kaka. If you have permanent makeup, so that that may involve an isser of ksovas kaka. If you did it, because of Avil Yashiv, it's not considered a chatzitza because, again, I'm not so familiar with the Metzias, but the way he describes it, is that the permanent makeup is essentially under the skin, and is considered like balua, so they may have a problem of nisr ksovas kaka, but as far as chatzitza is concerned, it wouldn't be a problem of chatzitza. Rav Avadya writes, in Taras Abayis Chela Gimel Simen Kaftes, that if someone has this, you shouldn't be mocha, because as far as ksovas kaka is concerned, not pashut. Number one, according to many Rishonim, the Irsa Derais is only if it's a shame of Avodah Zarah. And according to many Rishonim, it's only usur if it's miskayim la'olam. And apparently the Metzias with this permanent makeup is that it lasts for a couple years, but it's not la'olam. Okay, just one more point. We had mentioned earlier from Emotion, Ravazer, and others that even if you assume Nikar Adin, that if a woman has, let's say, nail polish on, it's not a chasitza because it's Lenoi, but if a little bit of it was removed, that's going to be a chasitza regardless because that's considered makbid, because a woman wouldn't go around with chipped nail polish. So Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that in a situation in which a woman had nail polish on, but before that, he also says that according to many Gedolei HaPoskim, having nail polish is a lack of tznias, so a woman should never wear nail polish. Without Agdami writes, if a woman did wear nail polish and couldn't get everything off, then it'd be better to reapply nail polish to the entire nails rather than have a little bit on that she's not able to get off. Because if you apply it to everything, so then, mikra din, that's not going to be a chatzitza, whereas if you got rid of 90% of it, and there's still some left, that's going to be a bigger problem with chatzitza, because that's more of a kapeda, women wouldn't go around with chipped nail polish. Okay. So let's move on to the topic of nails. So the Mishnah in Mikvos, the two Mishnahs in Mikvos and Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnahs have two contrasting halachas. The first is Basei Tachas Atziporen. If a woman has dough under her nail, that is Chotzeitz. And Soa Shetachas Atziporen is not Chotzeitz. So dough under a nail is a chatzitza. Tsoa, which I'm not defining yet, as we'll see why. Tsoa under a nail is not a chotzeitz. That's the Mishnah. The Rosh, in Simon Kavav, quotes a Tosefta. The Tosefta has a chilek that doesn't appear in our Mishnayos. The Tosefta is mechalek between soa that is nimsa keneged habasar. Sorry, between soa that's nimsa shelo keneged habasar, and soa that is keneged habasar. Soa that is in the area of the nail, what we'll call the white part of the nail, that's not under the flesh. And soa that is under the flesh. So the soa that is shelo keneged habasar, and the upper part of the nail and the white part of the nail are not under the flesh, is chotzeitz, and under the flesh is not chotzeitz. Okay, so that chiluk appears in the Tosefta, not in the Mishnayos. The Rambam, Perek Beis Mikvos Halacha Aleph and Halacha Yedalid, Perek Beis Mikvos Halacha Aleph Halacha Yedalid, does not quote this distinction between Keneged HaBasar and Shelo Keneged HaBasar. Says the Beis Yosef here in Sif Yudches, it sounds like the Rambam understood there's a machlokas between the Tosefta and the Mishnah. The Mishnah has no such distinction between Keneged HaBasar and Shelo Keneged HaBasar. The Tosefta does. The Rambam understood as machlokas the Mishnah and the Tosefta. And the Rambam paskins like the Mishnah over the Tosefta. And then the Beis Yosef says that the Tor, who does quote the Tosefta, must assume it's not a machlokas, that the Mishnah is so same, and the Tosefta comes to be mefarish. The Mishnah says, so atachas hatziporin is eino chotzeis. The Tosefta comes along and says, b'medvar memurim, if it's keneged habasar. But shelo keneged habasar, it is going to be chotzeis. So the Beis Yosef says, that's a machlokas. We've shown him whether there's a machlokas, the Tosefta and the Mishnah, whether the Tosefta is mefarish the Mishnah. The Rambam understood machlokas, we pass like the Mishnah, therefore, tsoa, tachas et tziporin, is never going to be chotzeitz, whether it's keneged habasar or shelo keneged habasar. And the Torah understood that, no, the Tosefta is mefarish the Mishnah, and it's only going to be chotzeitz if it is shelo keneged habasar. Keneged habasar, sorry, Keneged HaBasar won't be chotzeitz. If it's shelo keneged HaBasar on the upper part of the nail, then it will be chotzeitz. Okay. So what does soa mean? So the pashtus is that soa doesn't mean, literally soa doesn't mean excrement. It means a dirt. And then, if there's a distinction between keneged HaBasar and shelo keneged HaBasar, the reason that soa keneged habasar is not chotzeitz, soa that's under the skin is not chotzeitz, because you're not makpid. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains things in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. The Mechaber writes in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Aleph, Mechaber writes as follows. Tzarech Lizar Mei Chatzitza. When it comes to Netilas Yadayim, you have to be careful not to have a chatzitza. Whatever is the chatzitza for Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, for Hilchos Tefillah, it's a chatzitza for Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Kigon, tsoa shetachas hatziporen, shelo keneged habasar. Like, tsoa under the nail, shelo keneged habasar, that's chotzeitz. Says in Mishnah Berurah, there's Sifkaten Beis, Kuf Samach Aleph Sifkaten Beis, what does tsoa mean? Behainu zua masasi pernayim, the dirt under the nails, shederach likabit sham, that tends to accumulate under a nail. Aval soa mamish, but if we're talking about little bit soa, I feel like keneged habasar mistabes shelo chashim netila masa shenishar sham. But real soar is always going to be a problem. Real soa is going to be chotzeitz even shelo keneged habasar. So Mishnah Berurah says, soa in the Mishnah Mikvos means dirt, the regular kind of dirt you find under your fingernail. So there's a distinction between shelo keneged habasar and keneged habasar based on what people are makbid on. But if you're talking about soa mamish, then that's always going to be chotzeitz. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. However, the Badei HaShulchan points out on page Lamed Hay that the Rashba and Chulin is mashma otherwise. The Rashba and Chulin, Kuf Zayin and Aleph, in the Netilas Yadayim Sugya there, So there the Rashba writes that Tsoa is Masrachas. Tsoa smells. And if it's not Mehudak, it's not going to be Chotzeitz. So there, the fact that the Rashba talks about Tsoa is being Masrachas sounds like he's talking about Tsoa Mamish. Tsoa literally, Kipshuto. So, if that's true, then the Rashba would say that even so a mamish, there's a distinction between kenegad basar and shelo kenegad basar. Whereas the way we explained, if tsoa means dirt, like the Mishnah Berurah, so then by tsoa mamish, it's always going to be chatzitza, whether or not it's keneged, whether or not it's keneged abasar. But anyway, the Baal Shulchan points out that lalach, we don't seem to assume like the Rashba, and therefore lalacha, tsoa mamish is always going to be chatzitza. And dirt, mikra din, then we have the distinction between keneged abasar and shelo keneged abasar. That is only chatzitza if it's shelo keneged abasar on the upper part of the nail where people are going to be makpid. There is a third position in Rishonim that the Taz quotes in Sifkat and Yotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Smak. So the Taz here in Sifkat and Yotes quotes Beisos B'Shem Smag B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Shezadavka betit hadoma lebatzek shenidbak ba'od kegon tichel yosim. The kind of tsoa that is a chatzitza b'tzipranayim is only if it's a thick, heavily adhering cement, but not anything else. So it sounds like regular, generic fingernail dirt is not, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is not the subject of the Mishnah in Mikvos. It's presumably there, people aren't as makbid. So that is the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Rabbeinu Tam is not accepted lahalacha. So the middle position, which is what we generally assume, call it a middle position, is that the tsoa that we're talking about is generic fingernail dirt. Tsoa mamish is always going to be chatzitza. In fingernail dirt, there's a distinction between keneged abasar and shelo keneged abasar. Okay, so now let's look at how this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Seif Yuches. Tsoa shetachas atziporen shelo keneged abasar chotzeitz. Keneged abasar ein chotzeitz. So that's the Mishnah as we saw in... Sorry, that's the Tosefta. The Beis Yosef understood that the Torah saw the Tosefta as being mefarish the Mishnah. Okay, so the distinction between keneged abasar and shelo keneged abasar. Okay. Ubatzeik shetachas atziporen afilo keneged abasar chotzeitz. If it's dough, then it's always going to be chotzeitz. Okay. The eza shelo keneged abasar. What does that mean, shelo keneged abasar? Zeh shetziporen odef al abasar. So the area of the nail that protrudes past skin level, that's shelo keneged abasar. Ulefi she'einan yechol l'sachavein ma'anikra keneged abasar o shelo kenegdo. And since it's not so easy to tell where you draw the line, literally, nagu nashim litol tziporneihem b'shas hatvila. So therefore, the minhag developed for women to cut their nails before tefila to avoid any potential, sounds like, to avoid any potential chatzitza problem. That's the reason the Torah gives for this minhag, because we don't know what's considered keneged abasar and what's considered shelo keneged abasar. So if you cut the nails, then you've hopefully eliminated most of what would be considered shelo keneged habasar.
I don't think this matters at all, Lamaisa, but is it possible that the reason that Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tosefta is just there? Shulchan Aruch is saying, like the Rambam, that we possibly have to accept over the Mishnah?
Now, the Rambam does not quote the Tosefta. The Rambam has no chilah between Kenegad Basar Shalok and Kenegad Basar. They say also understood the Rambam. I'm sorry?
Sorry, I didn't say that. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah, not the Tosefta.
Okay, so we're good?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So, excuse me. So the Ramah then says in Siv Kaf, Me'achar dekvar nagu lital at sipar nayim. So once a minute developed to cut nails before going to the mikvah, afilu im tziporin achas nishar beyada vitavla. Even if there's one nail that wasn't cut, and she goes to the mikvah, tzricha tzvila cheres, she has to go to the mikvah again, v'chein noagin. Okay? So the Mechaber just told us that the minhag developed to cut nails. If you have the Mechaber, it's a minhag to avoid any question about Kenegad Abbas or Shalok Kenegad Abbas. If you didn't cut the nails, Mikra did, that's fine. The Ramah says that once the minhag developed to cut nails, if a woman didn't cut a nail, so then she has to redo the tefillah. And this is based on a Hagos Sharei Dura. So where does this chomer of the minhag of the Ramah come from? That akadei kach, you have to go to the mikvah again if you didn't cut a nail. So this is the machlokas, the Taz and the Shach. The Taz in Sifkatan Kaf Aleph quotes that the Lashon of the Agos Sharei Dura, which is the source of this din of the Ramah, is we're worried that maybe you're going to have tit under the fingernail that you didn't cut. The Lashon is the Efshar Shelo Yehei Besocha Tit. It's impossible that there wouldn't be some tit in that nail that wasn't cut, and for that reason, you have to redo the tefillah. But that presentation of the Taz sounds like still it's only a Chumra Ba'alma. That we're machmir because we're choshet, there's got to be tit. The Shach goes further. The Shach in Sivkatan Cafe, first he quotes the Machuas Maram Lublin that is similar to what we saw in the Taz. And then he quotes a Ravan. The Ravan in Perek Yud Beis Osvav writes as follows. A woman has to cut her fingernails and toenails. So just parenthetically note that the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkatan Yud quotes from the Chamudei Daniel, who's makel about toenails, because people aren't as makbid about cleanliness of toenails. Okay. But be that as it may, the Shach quotes from the Ravan that a woman has to cut her fingernails and toenails. Dekevan de asida litlan chaitzi hashta. Since you're going to cut them off, they're chotzeitz now. So that sounds like a kol omeli gazes kegazes dami kind of thing, that it's omeli natel, that you're going to cut it off. Not like the Taz said that we're worried that there's going to be chatzitza under the fingernail, but the fact that you're going to cut the fingernail off anyway, that makes the fingernail itself a chatzitza. So the problem isn't the dirt, the problem now becomes the nail itself. And that's why the Shach is machmir, that even if Lansa Isal Baila, even if she only discovers the uncut nail the next morning, she still has to go back to the mikvah. If it's impossible, it's impossible. But L'chachila, he says, that's the minhag. even lance esobayla, to go back to the mikvah if you discovered an uncut nail. Now just compare that to the Chas and Sofer according to the Piskei Tshuva, Sukkot and Yud Beis. There he goes, Tshuva, Chas and Sofer, Kuf Sadi Hei. Odos kalos shetoblos visarasein arukos. So the woman in Hungary that would shave off all their hair the next morning. Upipik ravach et lachush sheyachutsu. Kevin shesofen liskaleach. That if you're going to cut off all the hair for good the next morning, why isn't that a chatzitza the day before? V'huz al kasav de'ein kan beis mechush. V'minig Yisrael Torahi. Because when do we say, that's what you're going to do right now. But here you're not going to do it now, you're going to do it tomorrow. So that doesn't make it right now. There is a line of the Sefer Truma, Simon Kuf Dalid. Sefer Truma writes, V'tzricha lachtok siparneha, the women have to cut their nails, v'cheinu minag, Veneer the Hainu Taima Mishuma Tisha Takas Hasipranayim, like what the Taz quoted for the Shari Dura, it's because of the dirt. Aval Mishuma Siparin Shugadol Yoser Midai Chutzlavasar. But as far as the nail itself, even if it's long, Vasa Lakotzazon, you're going to cut it, Bilav Hachi, you're going to cut it anyway, the Chotzates, Eneer Tamza. He says that isn't the reason for the Minuk. Share Saras Rosho Shagidol and Yosemidai Vonun Likotseis Valo Ein Regilos Agalcha Mishasatvila. No one ever said that if you have long hair you have to cut it, even though you're gonna get a haircut. So too, if you have a long nail, that's not a chatzitza, even though you're going to cut your nails. But the Ravan is not saying that. The Ravan that the Shach quote says no, the fact that you're going to cut your nails, it sounds like even if the reason you're cutting your nails, maybe because of the minug, that's still a problem of kalomi ligazis kigazis dami, and would constitute a chatzitza. The Shari Tvil explains, Simon Kaf Aleph Os Beis, that the Ravan's chashvin is as follows. That fundamentally, we would have said, it's not a chatzitza. But since there's a minhag to cut the nails, even though the reason historically the minhag developed to cut nails is because of a concern about dirt under the fingernails, but once the minhag developed for whatever reason, now I can say kolam eligaze is kegazes dami. And that's how you would distinguish between hair and nails. The Sefer Truma says if you're going to be makel by hair, there's no reason not to be makel by nails. And the Ravan would say no, that we're makel by hair because even though you're going to get a haircut, right now there's never a minug to cut hair before going to the mikvah, and there's nothing that forces you to say kolam eligazes dami. But once there's a minug to cut nails before going to the mikvah, even though the reason for that minug was because of dirt, but that minug establishes that it's supposed to be cut right now. If it's supposed to be cut right now, I say kolam eligazes dami. If you didn't cut it, then you'd even have to go to the mikvah again. That's what Rav Stern explains is pshat in the Ravan that the Shach quotes, and that's why the Shach is super machmir, that even if you wake up the next morning and discover that there was a nail that wasn't cut, you should still go back to the mikvah. Chaim Ozer, Achiezer Chela Gimel Simin Lamed Gimel Os Aleph, Chela Gimel Achiezer Simin Lamed Gimel Os Aleph, was asked about a woman that insisted on growing their nails long, and other than that, wanted to keep Taras HaMishpacha, but they were not prepared to cut their fingernails. So do you allow women to go to the mikvah under such circumstances where they're not prepared to cut their fingernails, but otherwise would adhere to other aspects of Taras HaMishpacha? So Reb Chaim Ozer writes that you should try to convince the women to keep Minhagei Yisrael. But since Me'ikra Din a fingernail is not chotzeitz. And that's definitely the position of the Taz, who allows a woman to go to the mikveh Friday night if she forgot to cut her fingernails and doesn't require relying on a mir l'nachri. So the Taz definitely assumes that it's only a chumrah mikra din, it's not a chatzitza. And even the Shach, who's choshish for the Ravan of Kol Omli Gazik Kegazitami, says, Reb Chaim Ozer, that doesn't apply to these women. Because these women are not prepared to cut their nails under any circumstances. So for them, you don't say Kol Omli Gazik Kegazitami. If someone is kafah to the Minhag Yisrael to cut the nails before going to the mikvah, then that could be a chatzitza on some level, that you'd have to go to the mikvah again. But if a woman is not prepared to follow the Minhag Yisrael, so for her, you don't say kolam ilgazik ilgazas dami. So Chaim Ozer concludes that you shouldn't publicize such a heter, but if a woman insists that she's not going to follow the Minhag Yisrael of cutting fingernails and wants to go to the mikvah anyway, you should let her go. Rav Avadia talks about this as well in Yabia Omer Chelik Beis Yeredei Asimin Yud Gimel, beginning in Os Gimel. Chelik Beis Yeredei Asimin Yud Gimel, beginning in Os Gimel. He just points out that you don't have to say your Bala Daita is a Kaladam. As you might have said, that even if this woman wants to keep her fingernails long, but if 99% of Benos Yisrael cut their fingernails and they go to the mikvah, and we consider that a chatzitza, so we should say on this woman, Bala Daita is a Kaladam. So even if she personally wants to keep the nails long, it's still a chatzitza objectively. Rav Avadia says no. Because it's not just a modern fad that some women want to keep their nails long, but you actually see there's such a fashion in biblical times. Because the Ramban, in the Parsha of Yifas Torah, talks about the fact that the women then would grow their nails and color them. So apparently the fashion of growing nails long existed many centuries ago. So then Rav Avadia doesn't think that you say Bala Daita Eitzel Kol Adam in this kind of a situation.
Why can you not go counter of women? Not Jewish women?
What do you mean?
Well, women don't cut their fingernails.
You're saying if we define Kepeda based on Rov, so then we should be looking at Rov people in the world and not Rov Jewish women. Don't know. The Shari Tfili quotes another Nakuda here, that let's say a woman forgot to cut her fingernails before going to the mikvah, but they're short enough, that no one would cut fingernails of that length if not for the fact that they're going to the mikvah. Meaning, in terms of what the norm is for length of fingernails, it's shorter than the normal accepted length, but it's longer than a woman going to the mikveh would go to the mikveh with because of our minhag to cut nails. He quotes from Shlomo Kluger that in that situation, where objectively it's not long enough to be a kepeda, the only reason you would have cut it because of the minhag, so the Ikar Adin, that's not considered to be makbid. So in that situation, in a situation where you couldn't go back to the mikveh again easily, let's say by a kala, who went to the mikveh the night before the chasana, can't easily go to the mikveh the night of the chasana, so then in that situation he thinks is what to be makel about, and he quotes that from Rishon Zalman and from Rav Yashiv. So, Lemaisa, the Shach notwithstanding, the Shach who's super machmir that even Lanzai Zobaila, you have to go back to the mikvah. Rav Ozner writes that given that the whole hishtalshalus of the minug, whether you accept what the Taz quotes from the Hagoshari Dura, that is because you're worried about tit, or whether you accept even what the Shach quotes in the Ravan, that it became an objective minug, even though maybe that all originated because of concern of tit, where Vosner says that if Kfar Lansay Zobaila, and you know for sure that the fingernails were 100% clean, so then there's what to be makel about not to require another tefillah. And even the Ba'alei Shulchan is makel. The Ba'alei Shulchan Siman Kuf Mem Vav says that Ledina we should paskin like the Taz, that if Lansay Zobaila, you don't have to do another tefillah. Since the Sidri Tar is makel like the Taz, even though the Chachma Sadr is machmir like the Shach, and since at the end of the day the Ravan is only a Shitas Yachid in Rishonim. As far as the Friday night Shaila, so women forgot to cut her nails before Friday night, so the Taz, who assumes that Ikar Adin is not as critical, says you don't have to come on to Amir Lenachri, and just make sure that the nails are clean, and then you go to the mikvah. And the Shach paskins that you should bring a Nachri and have the Nachri cut the nails for you. How do we assume in that machlokas? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Mem Sifkat and Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos Simin Shin Mem Sifkat and Gimel, that you should bring a Nachri, but if there's no Nachri around, you can rely on cleaning the nails. The Darkei Tshuva, Sivkat and Samach Gimel, Kosan Teferes Tzvi, that if there's no Nachri, or even if there is a Nachri, but the Nachri can only cut the nails doing Melacha Deraisa, not Melacha Derabanan, then he thinks he should push off the Tvila. And Rav Schachter, I believe, holds that way as well, that that if there's no Nachri available, then push off the tefillah. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Avil Yashiv that even if there is a Nachri, he thinks he should push off the tefillah. And Rabbi Willig Lemaisa thinks that we assume like the Taz, Mikar Adin, and therefore you don't need to call a Nachri as long as the nails are clean. If there's a broken nail, which can be more of a problem of a chassis mikra din, so then you would bring in a nachri. Okay. Now one final point about nails, that's the din in Sifkaf Aleph of a hanging nail. Tzipora mildildeles shapiresh mi'uta chotzetzes. If you have a hanging nail where a minority of it is disconnected, that constitutes a chatzitza. Pirsha Ruba in a chatzitza, but if the majority is disconnected, that's not a chatzitza. What's that distinction based on between a minority that's disconnected and a majority that's disconnected, where a majority is not a chatzitza? So Beis Yosef has two suggestions. So shot number one is that if most of it is already disconnected, it's easy to cut off the rest of it. And if you didn't cut off the rest of it, that's a simen that you're not makbid. Whereas if it's only a little bit disconnected, it's harder to cut it off, and you may still be makbid. That's the first shot in the Beis Yosef. Second shot is that the chisaron is not in the fingernail itself, because that's not going to be chotzeitz. But the concern is that if you have a dover hachotzeitz on the nail, so if most of it is hanging, most of it is disconnected, rather. So it's considered that it's already disconnected from the body. And the fact that there's a chatzitza on the nail doesn't bother us, because the nail's keila not there anymore. If it's mostly connected, so then the chatzitza on the nail bothers us. So according to the second shot on the Beis Yosef, if there's no chatzitza on the nail, so then it's not going to be a chatzitza even if it's only hanging a little bit. And the Taz has a third suggestion, Sivkat and Kaf Beis, that maybe has to do with whether the Mayim goes under it. So if majority is disconnected, the water is going to go all around. If less, then the water won't. So Lemaisa, the Shach Paskins of Katan Kozayin, that since we're Machmir anyway on Els, so if it wasn't cut off, she should go to the mikvah again. So she should be Machmir here as well. And the Piskei Das goes from Revel Yashiv that you definitely can't be Mekel Lechachila, but if Lan Zaytzel Baila, then you should ask the Shaila. Okay. We all still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Here.
Great, so let's stop for today. And I think we'll... I'd like to have a shiur on Monday, Tanis Esther. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I'll be around.
Okay, so... I'm sorry?
Not going anywhere.
Okay, so Monday... Oh, so we changed the clock. So now, right? So Mincha is going to be 1:30 in the Beis Medrash. If anyone you're going to be there, so let's call it for 2:30. How's that?
Okay.
Does that work? 2:30 on Monday?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay.
Is the planning on coming to the yeshiva or
on Monday?
On Monday.
I think officially they're trying to discourage people from being around till after Purim. So unless anything changes...
They don't want people in big groups, don't they?
I'm sorry?
They don't want people in big groups if they're...
Right. Are you saying we're not a big group?
I'm not sure where the CDC, you know, at what point they say the low fluke.
I don't know. I'm happy to do whatever makes sense. But I'm, given that no one in yeshiva has been giving shir today, as far as I could tell, unless I hear otherwise, I'm probably inclined to just do it by Zoom again.
Okay.
But if anything changes, you let me know, or I'll let you know. Are you guys in the Heights for Shabbos, or are you escaping?
I'm here for Shabbos. Go nowhere.
Same here.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll have a minion.
Yeah, the one Shabbos that all the women have to go to shul, it just so happens to be
right.
This Shabbos.
Right. Okay, we should all have Yeshuas and Refuas and get out of this mess soon.
Amen.